You always follow your local little club. I mean, I was in Ashton, we followed Ashton. My brother, my son went and played for Blyth Spartans, so we followed, went to Blyth Spartans and stuff, followed them. I mean, I used to go and watch, when Newcastle was away, and I, like over the last year or two, on a Saturday afternoon, I have a look to see where the games are, what games are on, and I go and see Gaiety play, or I may go across the Whitley Bay. I always just go and stand in the crowd. I never go into the boxes or anything like that. You know, just put a pair of glasses on and go and stand in the crowd. And I find that level of football is a very... It's a lift for good players to come from school age right through to finishing playing, where they might, if they develop better and faster than you might have thought, they go away to football clubs and they keep them supplied. No, it's very important that we have teams that are progressive things for players to get better in. Like I used to play when I was first at Leeds. I used to play in the juniors in the morning, and then I used to go to where the third team played in the afternoon. And if the referee didn't know the line and didn't turn up, I used to work on the line with a flag. He used to give me 50p. But I used to play in the third team in the afternoon as well. And I played in the third team, and it was in the Yorkshire League, which you might not remember, because in those days it was all upon the mining stage, you know, Worksop, and all had teams, and they played in that league, Yorkshire League. And if you didn't learn to look after yourself, you wouldn't have made it.
What would you say, Jack, that life as a footballer during your time was certainly much tougher than it is today?
Well, it is. I mean, we've got so many posers in the game at the moment. It's frightening. I mean, we brought the European game over here where they're falling on. I mean, we didn't invent that. We got rid of it. But, I mean, tackling people, we were taught. I don't think they teach people how to tackle people properly now. I mean, I can remember at school, the teacher getting hold of me and saying, you went and tackled that lad. Now, you were on the ground when he got away with you with the ball. You're better staying on your feet and go with him. He said, you never, ever go into a sliding tackle where you're not going to get the ball. You've got to be 100% sure that you're going to get it. And that always stuck with me all my life. And, I probably was a better tackler than most people, but it sounded good common sense to me. Stay on your feet.
So how did your career start, Jack? Because is it true that you almost became a policeman?
Oh, that's just it. When I came to Leeds, I had been working in a pit. And I'd gone and resigned from the mines because I didn't want to work down the mines. My father did, and I didn't. My mother didn't want me to, and my father didn't want me to work in the pit, but I wanted to and see what it was like. And I went, and then I got invited to Leeds for a trial. And I got a letter on the same day from Morpeth asking me to go on the Friday, but I had to go to Leeds on the Friday because I couldn't get a train that would get you here on a Saturday morning to play in the game, because you had to come the day before. And I had an appointment at Morpeth to become a cadet in the police force, and I had to make a decision, and you know the decision I made.
No regrets, then?
No regrets.
Did you still watch football on a regular basis?
Go to see Newcastle on the odd occasion, go and see Sunderland or Middlesbrough on the odd occasion, and go and see matches on a Sunday morning. If I see one play being played, if I'm passing in the car, I stop and go and have a look. I go and see the local, like the Blyth Spartans, the Whitley Bays, the
Blue Star.
Yep. That's not far from where we live. I call and see that occasionally. And if I see a match, I go and watch it. Of course, all football now is played on a Sunday, is it?
It's still a droop for you.
There's no football played at schools anymore. I mean, I used to go and get a bus where we played away with the schools in Ashington, and we'd go with the teacher and we'd go on the bus to somewhere else and play a match, because we played in a league and played in a match. And then when we got home, we used to get off the bus and go, and the teacher used to go with you. Now teachers don't go anymore, and consequently all the games in the game, all the teams that were there, all the players that were there, all the people that were interested in football that wanted to play were there. But once you took the teachers away, you died a death, unfortunately. And we're seeing the repercussions of it now.